Hello, and welcome to another edition of Interviewing the Legends, brought to you by the Publicity Works Agency, devoted to promoting musicians and authors worldwide. Call us today at 941-877-1552 to start your free publicity evaluation. Remember, we shine only when we make you shine. Please welcome the host of Interviewing the Legends, music journalist, author, and entrepreneur, Ray Shasho.
Hello once again, everyone. I'm your host, Ray Shasho, and welcome to another edition of Interviewing the Legends on BBS Radio. Brought to you by the Publicity Works Agency. Call us today at 941-877-1552 or email us at publicityworksagency.com. And remember, we shine only when we make you shine. The unsung heart and soul of the Motor City rock and roll scene, Mitch Ryder, is simply one of the most powerful vocalists to rise to fame in the 60s, a full-bodied rock belter who was also one of the most credible blue-eyed soul men of his generation. He first made a nationwide impression fronting Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels, whose fiery R&B attack boasted a gritty passion and incendiary energy matched by few artists on either side of the color line. After exploding onto the charts in 1966 and 67 with singles like Jenny Take a Ride and Devil with a Blue Dress On, Good Golly Miss Molly, and Sock It to Me Baby. After wowing audiences with a roll-licking Christmas theme release at the close of 2018, the icon of Detroit rock and soul Mitch Ryder returns with this superb collection of all new recordings, Detroit Breakdown. Breakout, Detroit Breakout. The album celebrates both the music of Detroit as well as the classic timeless songs of Ryder's generation. From a smoking new version of Ryder, Ryder's own blockbuster hit, Devil with a Blue Dress On, to the Capitol's Cool Jerk, to Otis Redding's Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, Detroit Breakout has something for every true rock and roller, including special guest performances by fellow Motor City alumni, James Williamson of the Stooges, Wayne Kramer of MC5, as well as blues legends Joe Louis Walker and Arthur Adams, plus the New York Dolls' Sylvain Sylvain, the Runaways' Cherie Curry, daughter of B.B. King, Shirley King, and much, much more. Detroit Breakout is available now at Amazon.com. Please welcome Detroit blue-eyed soul music legend Mitch Ryder to Interviewing the Legends. Hey, Mitch.
Hey, I'm sorry I interrupted.
That's all right.
Yeah, it's okay.
I get all kinds of stuff, man. I get dogs barking in the background and people riding bikes.
Really?
Yeah, I get all kinds of stuff. It's good. It's good for live radio. I want to first talk about the new album, which I love, by the way. I think it's incredible. It's first of all, it's a great selection of songs that you guys picked out. And talk a little bit about making this. Did you guys actually, were you all in the studio together, or did you guys kind of, you know, send in tapes and MP3s and all that kind of stuff?
Mixture of the old and the new, because I was in a studio with musicians, and some of the guys were guests, and they contributed. I don't know how, whether it was over the internet or in a studio, but they did their part and sent it in. The important thing is we all agreed to work together.
Right. Yeah, you got so many friends in the industry. It's not. Probably not very hard for you to pick up the phone and invite people over.
That's true.
Yeah. You've got...
If they want to come from Georgia.
Yeah, that's right. You're in Georgia now. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. What made you move out of Michigan?
My wife and the cold weather.
Right.
The cold, cold weather. I love Michigan. My whole life was spent up there. But those winters are getting to be 6 or 7 months long. And my wife is from down here. And the climate is really nice. And, you know, that's the two very best reasons I can think of.
Yeah, I did the same thing. I was originally from D.C., and we've been down here in Florida now for, I don't know, 16 years. And
you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I don't miss it at all. I don't miss the weather and the traffic and all that good stuff. You got some great people on the album. You know, James Williamson, who's an excellent...
I love that duet, but I didn't know B.B. King actually had a daughter. We did this recording, and I love the song we did, but I love her voice. She's a very soulful voice.
Yeah, B.B. King had a lot of kids. I interviewed one of his daughters as well, and a lot of them are musicians. Yeah,
well, there you go. It reminds me of Shorty Long. I think he had 14 or 15 kids.
Yeah, that's right. You know, the interesting about James Williamson, he worked in Silicon Valley, didn't he? Developing computer chips. So he's a pretty intelligent guy.
Yeah, but that didn't hurt his music, did it?
Well, music comes first for these guys.
Oh, sure it does.
Yeah. My favorite tune, I think, one of my favorite tunes is Cool Jerk. Yeah, you got... Brian Auger on that.
That's a Detroit.
Yeah.
Detroit song, for sure.
Oh, definitely.
The Capitals, I think, did it first.
Yeah. You know what? Detroit, to me, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame should have been in Michigan, in my opinion. You know that?
I don't give a crap about that. I was inducted into the Rhythm and Blues Hall of Fame.
Right.
Which now sits in the Charles H. Wright Museum of American African History in Detroit.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of it.
Sure, you should be.
And the politics involved in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame are disgusting anyway, so
yeah.
Let them have it. And, you know, and they enjoy it. Let them have it.
Yeah.
They got their hookups to the cable. They got their money coming in. They enjoy it.
That's what it's all about, I guess. You know, they got their money coming in.
There's so many good artists that I remember.
Yep.
That don't have a chance in hell of getting in there.
Yep.
So, whatever it is, it is. But whatever it is political.
Yeah.
So,
but, you know, there's a lot of guys that really don't know. You know, they're not music aficionados. They don't, like I can say, like I am. I mean, I've been following music all my life. I was a DJ back in the 70s, top 40. You know, I can tell you who's good and who's not good and who deserves to be in there. And there's a lot of people that don't deserve to be in there that are in there, you know?
I know. Well, don't do it on the air.
I know. I'll just get myself in trouble.
You will.
I want to mention Sylvain, who did Dirty Water, which is another one of my favorite songs. I understand he's got cancer, and he's got a GoFundMe page.
I did not know that. I'm sorry to hear that.
He's got a GoFundMe page out there, so if everybody...
Oh, yeah. Affects a lot of people. Two of my children are dying from terminal cancer.
Oh, my gosh.
So I understand what you're talking about.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Yeah, my sister-in-law died of cancer as well. So, and she was young. So it's a terrible disease. It really is. But you know, I love the album "Stepping Stone." Another great version, probably one of the best versions I've heard of that song. You know,
I like "Dirty Water." That's cool.
Yeah, "Dirty Water" is a great tune. And you know what I like too. I like Bad Bad Leroy Brown's got a different twist to it, you know?
Yeah.
It's got that slide guitar from Joe Louis Walker, and I really love that as well. But I'm going to give it...
I'm getting in an elevator, I'm sorry.
I'm telling you, some of these interviews that I do, I did Roger Fisher from Heart, and he was on a bicycle. You just never know. But you got to do what you got to do. You got to do what you got to do, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I'll give your album 5 stars. How's that?
I love it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, man. You are a true genius. You know, we love all the hits, but you go so much further than all the hits. You've done some great music out there. You mentioned in an interview that you got, didn't you do a lot of albums that weren't released in the United States?
Plenty. 16 of them.
How can we listen to these songs? How could we, you know, finally hear them?
I don't want to be able to answer anything about that.
Because, you know, go ahead.
Go ahead. I think the Amazon at this point. In fact, the record label would be able to tell you better than me.
Right. Because you do so much, I mean, you know, songs like Ain't Nobody White Can Sing the Blues, you know. I mean,
right.
so many great songs, you know.
Right.
And, you know, I was going to mention another. You've also done, you did the birthday concert, which was in Germany, right?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of stuff on YouTube that you can access. Some of it's pretty good, actually.
Oh, that's awesome. You must be pretty big in Germany, huh?
Okay. They got rid of a bunch of chairs here. Okay, I'm still with you.
You still there?
Yeah, it's a little disjointed. Possibly you can edit out the blank parts.
Yeah, that's fine. Not a problem.
Yeah,
okay. Not a problem.
Okay.
Are you pretty big out in Germany?
Oh, huge. I mean, I've been going there for 40 years.
40 years. And that's amazing.
Yeah. And it's just getting better. It's actually has to do with the... There's three of them. Go down the hall. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
We're at a doctor's office.
Oh, no. I know how that is.
Yeah, I brought my wife to the doctor, and it couldn't be helped.
Right.
I knew I had the interview scheduled, but I didn't know she needed to go to the doctor. It was an emergency, so
right.
That's what we're doing.
That's fine. Not a problem. Are you still able to do the interview?
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Okay, great.
That's what we're doing.
Well, you do have a lot of good stuff on YouTube. I just wanted to mention that. You got some great, great music on YouTube. And, you know, people need to get out there and listen to it because they can rediscover all your stuff because...
I am proud of the album that's coming out, too.
Yeah. You and Otis Redding, that was the last performance he did, wasn't it? With you?
Well, yeah. The day after I performed with him, he died in a plane crash, right?
That was the day after?
And,
Huh.
Either a day or maybe two. I'm not sure.
Wow. And you guys sang, you did Knock on Wood together.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. And I think they cut it short on the exit. Like we did the full song
right.
In the studio.
Well,
so that's what happened there.
What was Otis like?
What was Otis like?
Yeah.
Well, he's from Georgia. And, I remember Otis was very big. Okay, which room is it? Straight ahead. Okay, thank you. The doctor, they're kind. He's given me a room to talk to you in.
Oh, that's nice. Tell him thank you.
Okay, I will.
So,
Otis
yep.
Was big. One thing I remember when we were doing the song, he put his arms around me, and he would rock back and forth. And every time he rocked, my right foot would come off the floor. It was like being held like a little child. It was weird.
He had a wonderful voice. He was incredible. I think he just did Dock of the Bay was his big hit at the time when after his passing.
Right, that's what made it number one. Actually, it's really weird. It was cool.
Yeah. Yeah, we lost so many guys, man. It's kind of sad, you know.
No, we're losing them now because of age, mostly. Though. There were that bunch that we had that either through natural occurrences or drugs or other things just fell off the wagon and fell off the earth.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, you're still around.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Are you going to be doing any touring to support this album?
They're putting something together. They haven't told me what it is yet.
Right.
But I've got dates in place already, and my European tour, which is 28 one-nighters, that's already on the books for February and March.
Oh, wow.
So if they're going to do something this year, they're going to have to hurry up with it because... this is a little late to be booking for the summer.
Right, right.
The only thing they have a chance of doing is a winter tour. So let's see, you know, a lot of people don't like to tour in the winter. Let's see what happens.
That's right.
I think the album is strong enough, should be able to get enough radio play and enough advertising that it should hold up pretty well.
I think you're right. I'm gonna promote the hell out of it. Yeah, I'm going to promote the hell out of it. So,
I wish you would.
Yeah. You've always had such a great band behind you. Of course, the great Jim McCarty is guitar player. I mean, he's played with so many other bands as well. But, you know, one thing I've always noticed, you've always had that, you know, incredible guitar player in your band. And, of course, you know, you've had the horn section, you know, on a lot of songs and just such a wonderful band. Do you still keep in touch with Jim?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And I have a wonderful guitar player in my band right now.
Right.
And his name is Paul Moore. And try to remember that name because he's young and he is destined for greatness. I don't know how much longer I can hold on to him.
Right.
So it's going to be fun to watch his career if I live long enough to see it blossom.
Yeah.
So.
Well, yeah. If he's with you now, yeah, he's definitely gonna take off. That's for sure.
Yep.
Yep. You've got a. I know you've done interviews about your book, which I didn't get a chance to read. I want to get it. You know, Billy should have sent it to me, but that's the way things are. I want to read it. You're very honest in your book, and you should be. You know, and I praise you for. Writing it yourself, you didn't get a ghostwriter. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Good for you, man. Because I'm an author as well, and I don't like it when guys say they wrote 10 books and they didn't have anything to do with it. You know.
Right. The book garnered 3 national awards and
congratulations.
Came in first place in each of those committees. But it didn't sell because it's the one thing they didn't have at the book company was a promotion budget.
Right.
And I made it as visible as I could make it, but nonetheless, it's a great book. It's a great work. I'm glad that I did. I don't know if I can write another book. I'm involved in too many albums at this point. And I'm a spring chicken, and so we need to just really allocate our time where it's the most effective.
Right. Yeah, that's the problem, is time. And when you have so many projects going on, it's hard to get everything done.
Yeah. So when you're 21, you got all the time in the world.
Yeah.
At least you believe you do.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. You're still a young guy, though, Mitch. You know?
Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah.
You know?
Yep. 32 is not bad.
Hey, if you're 32, I'm 21.
Well, there you go. Happy birthday.
Thank you. You too.
All right.
The book, you know, kind of tells you about the real, you know, and we all knew there was a lot of you know, wrongdoing in the music industry. Of course, back in the 60s and 70s and even today probably, but it just seems like they're making more money nowadays, you know?
Yeah. It's just, it's different language, different clothes, but same routine.
Same thing, yeah. I talked to, you know, Tommy James about the great, you know, his experiences, you know, with the
he's from Michigan too.
With the mafia and, you know, with, that was a good story.
Yeah, with the criminal, Morris Levy.
Morris Levy, yeah. Did you get to meet him? Did you get to meet him?
Well, my catalog, crew sold my catalog to Morris Levy. We had to sue him to get my tapes. Wow. So he turned them over to his son when he had died.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. I'm going to beg off the short on this. I know you were promised a half an hour.
Right.
But I've got to go down and see how my wife is doing.
Okay, Mitch, that's more important than anything, man. But
I thank you very much for that.
Well, thank you for being on the call, for all the great music, and you know, I hope to see you in Florida soon.
I hope so too.
Yeah, man.
It's a good possibility, especially with, you know, at the end of the summer when it gets that cold.
That'll be awesome.
Georgia, it doesn't get real cold in Georgia though, so it's cool.
That's true, but it's even warmer in Florida.
Yeah. You don't want to be there in the summertime.
Exactly. It's hot as hell now.
Well, thanks for the interview very much.
Okay, Mitch. My best to your wife, okay?
I'll give it to her right now.
All right. Thank you so much. Take care, man.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Detroit music legend Mitch Ryder reimagines 14 soul and rock classics with the help of an all-star cast of friends, featuring guest appearances by Cherie Curry, James Williamson, Wayne Kramer, Brian Auger, Sylvain Sylvain, Walter Lohr, Arthur Adams, Big Joe Lewis, and many, many more. It's a great album. Purchase Mitch Ryder's new album, Detroit Breakdown, at Amazon.com. Also, purchase Mitch Ryder's book, the tell-all book about the music industry, Devils in Blue Dresses, Ryder's No Holds Barred autobiography. It's probably one of the most honest books ever published about a rock and roll star. Ryder bears his heart and soul as he attempts to come to grips with the reasons behind his often self-destructive behavior and the personal carnage often left in its wake. By Mitch Ryder, also available at Amazon.com. Very special thanks to Billy James of Glass Onion PR for arranging this interview with Mitch Ryder, and of course, the dynamic duo of Doug and Don Newsome of BBS Radio for making the magic happen for each and every broadcast of Interviewing the Legends. If you have comments or suggestions for the show, contact me at interviewingthelegends@gmail.com. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel, Interviewing the Legends with Ray Shasho, for the very latest interviews. It is real news. And of course, don't forget to purchase a copy of my book entitled Check the G's, The True Story of an Eclectic American Family and Their Wacky Family Business. Available now at Amazon.com. You will live it. Have a great week, everybody.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to Interviewing the Legends. Brought to you by the Publicity Works Agency. Call 941-877-1552 or visit us at publicityworksagency.com. Specializing in author and music artist publicity plans. We shine when we make you shine. Tune in to Interviewing the Legends every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Pacific Time on BBS Radio, Station 1.